Well, the evidence is crystal clear. In Canterbury, we do have issues when it comes to mental health concerns for children. We need to accept that, I think. So would Labor wants to fund 80 mental health professionals extra to work in primary and intermediate schools across Canterbury. Leader Jacinda Ardern has unveiled this policy in Christchurch today. Now, the policy would see one full-time mental health professional for every 500 school-aged children in the region for the next 10 years at a cost of $10 million. So is it a step in the right direction? Is it a band-aid? What do we think about this? Well, to discuss it further, I'm joined by the Mental Health Foundation CEO, Sean Robinson. Sean, good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning.
A lot has been made of the lack of mental health services in Canterbury, or the resources at least. First of all, what do you think could be the long-term ramifications if we don't put more resources into mental health for the current staff that we have?
Well, I think that the evidence is pretty clear that the trauma associated with a major natural disaster, you know, has long-term mental health effects, particularly for children. And despite the fact that you know, that there are efforts and have been efforts made since the since the major quake of 6 years ago, there certainly is not enough clinical support for children. But I think the other thing to sort of say is, look, we shouldn't have to wait for earthquakes and natural disasters for children and young people in New Zealand to get adequate access to mental health services. While Canterbury and Kaikoura and Hurunui have, you know, very specific problems, this is actually a nationwide problem with, you know, major delays in getting children and young people into the support that they need. So this needs to be linked to a nationwide ramp up of support for both DHB child and adolescent mental health services and the kind of preventive services that now are starting to be talked about by different political parties in terms of support within schools.
So what do you make of Labor's policy then? Is it some kind of step in the right direction? Is it a band-aid? What do you see in this?
I think it's definitely a major step in the right direction. Those communities that have been hit by those significant earthquakes, you know, definitely need focused additional support. You know, the sooner that we can get that sort of support on the ground, the better. You know, in terms of Kaikoura and Hurunui, you know, we are actually providing, in conjunction with the DHB, a community-wide program to try and support people to manage the emotional and mental fallout from the disaster, and that's the All Right program. But that can't provide the sort of detailed clinical support that the mental health workers that Labor is talking about will be able to do. So it will definitely add to that support, and it's, you know, it's definitely a good thing.
Sean, I wonder sometimes, and I'm being honest here, that whether some parents of children do their kids a disservice by them being more upset about, you know, ongoing earthquake-related issues than their kids do. Because in my opinion, you know, children learn learned behaviour from how their parents react from certain situations. And I often wonder, you know, it is the parents' responsibility to reassure the children that everything is going to be okay without... Do you see what I'm saying? Without getting so ingratiated in the drama.
Well,
and I wonder whether parents do have a responsibility to at least put on a brave face, Sean.
Well, I think the whole community needs to be supported to be able to work through the reactions to a natural disaster. And that is where programs like All Right come in, helping to support people to promote their positive mental well-being. But that can't take away from, you know, the very clear evidence that the trauma of a significant natural disaster, you know, does significantly impact on all people, but particularly on children. So I don't think it's as simple as saying if parents sort of show a brave face, then we don't need to provide extra support for children. I mean, this, you know, this series of earthquakes that we've had in in the Upper South Island is, you know, very significant traumatic events, and you know, it's not appropriate to just say we need to grin and bear it.
Mm. Yeah, fair comment. All right, Sean Robinson, nice to have you on the program. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
It is News Talk Speed. Sean Robinson, everybody, the head of the Mental Health Foundation, the CEO. So.